Shakespeare once allowed Juliet to ask, "What's in a name?" We'll discover through this series that names matter. Welcome to our Advent edition of Crosstalk. Here's Pastor Gary.
We begin today with a reading from Isaiah chapter 9, beginning with verse 6. "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end." He will be called Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. Isaiah describes Messiah as the one who has the wisdom to counsel or govern, and the might to carry it out. Isaiah follows in the next chapter with a prophecy alluding to the future restoration of Israel when a remnant will return, the mighty remnant of Jacob, that is the Jews who believe in Messiah, to the mighty God. This mighty God is Jesus, who in his first advent came in meekness to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord, but who will return in majesty as mighty God in the day of vengeance of our God. He is the mighty God, the divine warrior, who conquers every foe, including our mortal enemies, sin, death, and the devil. Our mighty God will come again to avenge all wrongs. He treads the winepress of the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, that is Jesus. And on his robe and on his thigh, he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We are reminded of this in the words of this hymn: "All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Crown him mighty God, Lord of all. Jesus, who is the King of Kings and the Lord of all creation." Robert Louis Stevenson tells about passengers who were on a ship in a severe storm and in imminent danger of sinking. The passengers were whispering, "Are we going down? Are we safe?" And one passenger said, "I've got to find out." So he made his way topside across the heaving decks to the pilot house, where the pilot of the ship had his hand firmly on the wheel. The pilot turned and saw the fear in the passenger's face and just smiled at him, not speaking a word. On arriving below, the once fearful passenger exclaimed, "We're going to be all right. I've seen the face of the pilot, and he smiled at me." What we need to do when we are crippled by fear caused by difficult circumstances is to look away from the stormy waves and into the serene face of our Jesus, our mighty God, the one who is always mighty to save. We need to see the reassuring smile of our Savior, who alone is able to calm the storms simply by speaking these words to our heart: "Peace, be still." But remember that while our mighty God may calm the storm around us, more often he will calm the storm within us. And all I can tell you, friend, is that he has sailed rougher seas than the one you're on right now. Our mighty God, who comes as a baby, wrapped in swaddling clothes, also comes again. And when he does, it will be with power and might. And he is our mighty God for all time. Whatever you have going on in your life, slow down. Take a deep breath and let our mighty God, Jesus, take care of you. After all, he's got it under control. Let's ask ourselves these questions today as we honor our mighty God with our lives. Are you stressed about something in your life that you have no control over? Why not give it to our mighty God? What can I do today to simply give every detail of my life to Jesus? And finally, how has my mighty God been working already, but I failed to see it? Let's pray. Jesus, mighty God, I give my day and my life to you. Please take charge of all that I am and all that I do. Send your Holy Spirit on me to give me peace, this day and every day. Prepare my heart to receive you in all your love, grace, and mercy. In the name of Jesus, our mighty God.